Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. You know, the subprime mortgage crisis, crazy stock market fluctuations, and wondering if American Idol can return to its former glory, the average American has been trying to make sense of the system. If only there were a simple answer to these pesky questions, we'd feel a little better about how badly the dollar is doing against the euro, if only we knew what that meant. By the way, in a survey, 40% said the euro was a tinny, tiny car from some small nation whose name they couldn't pronounce. 30% said, what? And the rest said, none of the above. If we'd paid better attention in economics class, instead of passing notes to Sally Mae, maybe we'd know that Fannie Mae and Ginnie Mae were not cousins of Ellie Mae from the Beverly Hillbillies. If only we could understand the language they use to describe what we're going through, we still wouldn't have a handle on it, but at least we'd know that compound interest is not a simonizing franchise. In the interests of the public's right to know, and with the full faith and credit of the Radio Buzz, we will attempt to educate and inform with these definitions. The Fed funds rate, the shortest of short-term rates, is the overnight interest rate which banks charge each other, literally an overnight loan. Vinnie Mae is the name of the bagman who collects these overnight debts and will add points for lateness, except on the weekends when he shaves points for profit. Points are single-digit percentages you would have to pay. A digit is what your digital cell phone camera needs to snap a picture of that accident you're driving past, totally annoying the drivers behind you. Some credit cards are fixed rate, but even the APR, or annual payment rate, on a fixed-rate credit card can change over time. However, the credit card company must tell you before increasing the fixed APR. They do this with a strategy known as sending you what looks like junk mail. You look at the envelope which says, end credit worries now, or dated material, reply today. And if you're like me, you rip it up and throw it in the circular file. They then raise the rate and you don't notice for 2 years because the rules are written by the same person who makes up the confusing verbiage for extra charges on your phone bill. The subprime mortgage crisis is associated with the housing bubble. The housing bubble was caused by historically low interest rates, lax lending standards, and the ability of even your pet chinchilla to qualify for a mortgage. At that point, your personal housing bubble is the smallest part of a full-scale drooling effect from the mouth, which occurs when the interest rates rise faster than your ability to comprehend your pet owning a bigger home than you. To sum up, a dead instrument is not musical, a float does not include ice cream, and a balloon payment is not necessarily for your child's party. So, will the new stimulus package provide the surge that the leading indicators think will spur the economy? Only if you use it to buy more stuff. And remember, no interest for 3 years. And that's your Radio Buzz.